and welcome to the Seahawkers podcast. From the podium, game day edition as the Seahawks face off against the Las Vegas Raiders. I'm your host, Brandon Schultz, and the Seahawks, they took the bye week to rest, hopefully get healthy. Although there are a couple players we are going to be watching the inactive list for with some late injuries, but we will get to that. One player now officially ready to return is cornerback Trey Brown, who talked about his tough road back to the field and the potential competition at corner that he walks into.
It's been an emotional feeling, you know, been away from the game for so long, you know, and just watching everybody do their thing and just cheering, you know, and just, you know, just wanting to be out there and play with my guys. And then just for the first time stepping on the field a couple weeks ago, man, it was very emotional. I tell you that. It's a good feeling, you know, just seeing those guys out there grow, you know, seeing Mike become comfortable and show the world who he is, and seeing Tariq, you know, Kobe, all those guys come out there and just being able to, you know, produce at such an early stage of their career, you know, man, it's just, that's, you rarely see those things. For those guys that are doing what they're doing, you know, you got Kobe out there doing his thing, forcing fumbles, Reek out there catching interceptions, and then those guys are being talked about, one of the best in the league, man, it's just, I can't describe the feeling, you know, because, you know, I'm all about my brothers and everything, so man, it's a good feeling for sure.
Here were defensive coordinator Clint Hurt's comments on Brown's return.
Quick, competitive, sticky on routes. It's been really good. So great having him back out here. The energy, he's been chomping at the bit to be able to get back out at practice, which he's been doing. So excited for him, and we'll see what happens, how the rest of this week unfolds.
Hurt also talked about some of the challenges posed by this Raiders offense.
A lot, because 17 is pretty doggone special, as is Jacobs, running back. Good hard downhill runner, and Carr can spin the ball just as good as anybody. He can throw it, so they present challenges. Obviously, McDaniels is a heck of a play caller, so we got our work cut out for us this week, and got to make sure you just always have attention where 17 is, so they challenge you. You know, it's making sure you want to find ways to disrupt him in the pass game, but at the same time, you want to make sure you honor the run game and the things they present, the challenges up front. You know, with all the two back looks, and got a big fullback that wants to come downhill and try to knock you around, so. We got our work cut out for us.
The biggest star on this Raiders offense is wide receiver Davante Adams.
The guy can do everything. You know, plays big at the top of the route, can run all the option routes. I mean, he's a 6'2 guy, but he runs option routes like he's 5'9", 5'10". Unbelievable getting in and out of breaks for a guy that large. Really good with playing with late hands. You know, I see a lot of receivers when they're transitioning the balls in the air and they already have the hands out for a defensive back, they know to go play hands to hand and get the ball out. You know, for him, it's like you're running in phase with him. He kind of sees it, and at the last minute, boop, and he just gets the ball. I mean, it's hard. So now defensive backs don't have a chance to go and poke and get the ball out. Just very savvy football player. And then dynamic after the catch, can make you miss. The guy can do it all. You know, really good all-around receiver.
Head coach Pete Carroll offered his comments on the biggest challenge that Adams possesses.
I mean, every challenge that a guy could bring in. I mean, he's an incredible player. He's so gifted and such a great competitor that he seizes the moments all the time. You know, the catches, the opportunities, the big plays. I mean, just look what he did, you know, like last week, and just classic. And an incredible route that he ran and a concept to get open. But he just came through again, you know. And you can see why if he's on your team and then he leaves, you're going to have a space, you know, that's hard to fill. Because I think they've targeted him 40-something times in the last 3 weeks, you know, and so you know, he's deserving and capable, and whether you know it, he can tell you I'm running the route almost, and it can still be effective. So he's a great player. He's the top guy we've seen.
We'll get back to Pete, but let's hear from wide receiver DK Metcalf, who has watched a fair amount of tape on Adams and lets us know what the Raiders receiver's best skill is.
His route running and how he releases off the ball is like you don't know which direction he's going within the first two steps of his route. So just how savvy and how much of a vet he is, you know, in route running. I mean, I watch a lot of receivers. He's one that I have, you know, watched, and I just admire his game and how, like I said, his route running is so crisp and, you know, he's always open.
Carroll also talked about the Raiders quarterback, Derek Carr.
He can throw everything. He really can throw everything. He's had, you know, prolific years, one right after another. He's the real deal. All the downfield stuff, all the quick stuff, on the move. He's in the pocket, out of the pocket. It doesn't matter for him. Really accurate thrower. And he moves well, too. When he takes off, he's got enough jets there that he can make some yards and hurt you when he scrambles. So, but you can see him with the big-time players that he throws to, that they can make things happen. And it doesn't have to be wide open. He can put the ball in really tight places and make plays. So you don't really ever have him. You know, he can finish games and plays in a big-time way. And so he poses a big problem.
And rounding out the Raiders' big three on offense, Pete talked about running back Josh Jacobs on Friday.
He's got a great attitude for the game. He's really physical and attacks and knows how to, you know, take advantage of the opportunities that he gets and when to be physical and when to be elusive. He's a really good catcher as well. He's a complete player. He's as good as anybody. And it's not just the physical part of it, which really attracts you, because he'll knock you into guys and bounce off tackles and make you miss that way. He can break the ball also and get on the sidelines and get up the sidelines and go for long yardage plays. He's got a lot of big plays, and so he's a great player. He's a franchise running back.
Flipping over to some of the players on the Seahawks offense, let's hear about the Raiders defense. First from offensive coordinator Shane Waldron, and then our quarterback Geno Smith.
I mean, I think, you know, when you look at different numbers here and there, I just know this. Every week you're playing a game in this league, and every team is good. You know, we can go and look at the defense that we're going against this week. And, you know, like every good defense starting up front, you know, these guys do create a lot of havoc, create some problems with their rushes and, you know, getting to the quarterback, their ability to get to the quarterback. And it all ties in. And sometimes it's just as simple as the bounce is not going the right way for a defense here or there. But, you know, respect them, respect what they do. They, you know, with Patrick Graham's scheme, you know, like every place he's been, and going back to his history with New England or with the Giants, Green Bay, you know, he's done a good job of really matching the offense's scheme with a good conceptual way to attack them and try to be the one keeping the offense on their heels. So got to be ready for that and ready to be able to adjust and adapt as the course of the game goes.
I see a really talented defense. Starts up front, Max Crosby, one of the better defensive ends in the game. They got Chandler Jones, another, you know, monster defensive end. Been playing him, I feel like, my whole life. And, you know, they're really stout up front. Denzel Perryman, middle linebacker, a guy who I've played with, and I know he's a tremendous player, loves to run and hit, tons of passion for the game. They got some young guys on the back end, but they're playing extremely well. They're well coached. They're going to present multiple looks. And so we just got to be on it. You know, we got to be on top of every single part of our game and make sure that, you know, we're communicating and executing to the best of our ability.
The biggest player of note on the Raiders defense, who was discussed at a number of the press conferences, was defensive end Max Crosby. Let's hear some whip around coverage on these comments.
With you know, Crosby on the edge, where he's flying off the edge every single snap, doesn't matter, run, pass, it seems like he's creating some sort of chaos, and he's just an elite player. You know, like, again, we talk about this each week with some of the different defensive ends, and then you got Chandler Jones on the other side, so it's not like you're saying, hey, one or the other. So just being aware of those guys, aware of their skill set, you know, aware of the motor that he plays with, Crosby in particular, where, you know, he never comes off the field and he's nonstop. So, you know, guys are aware of him, and then it'll be about effort and about strain and about, you know, matching his intensity throughout the course of the game.
He's got a great motor. He is a guy that just never stops, and he plays a lot of plays too. He doesn't, you know, he won't sub out, so he's taking full advantage of it. But, man, he is always going, run and pass, action at him, action away. He's just playing great football, and he's making big plays. Even in last week, even in a kicking game, you know, he comes up and blocks the field goal too. So he's just on fire, and he's playing as good as anybody we faced.
He's a phenomenal player. I mean, for, you know, his third year in the league or whatever he is. I mean, he's a year older than I am, if you can believe that. I'm 24, he's 25, so it'll be a good challenge for me.
Before we get into injury news, there was another big football game in the Pacific Northwest this weekend, as Will Disley's Washington Huskies took on Abe Lucas's Washington State Cougars. Let's hear from the two on the matchup, starting with Uncle Will.
Yeah, we got a bunch of Cougs around the building, and I play next to one too, so it's definitely fun. You know, haven't worn any red this week, you know, keeping the tradition alive, so excited for my dogs, you know, go get a win and, you know, end this thing on a good note.
Well, you know who I'm rooting for, so they're going to win because they're going to score more points.
But no, I mean, I think it'll be a really good game. I mean, both really solid teams, obviously. And then I'm just excited to watch it. We'll see what happens, you know. Different from years past, obviously. Moving away from the air raid system and all that, you know. So there should be a little bit more. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Congratulations to those of you who are Huskies alum. I'm sure you're celebrating that win. And maybe not what we needed for Abe Lucas, who was already downgraded to questionable for Sunday's game. That's one of the players I'm going to be watching for on that inactive list. Hopefully he can still play. I would have liked maybe the uplifting feeling of a Cougars win, just selfishly for Abe Lucas to be able to go out there and play his best, especially against Max Crosby. But I don't have any skin in the game between those two teams. I know some of you may feel differently when it comes to that. But let's hear from Pete Carroll on one more injury update. It was some unfortunate news on wide receiver D. Eskridge.
He's got a broken hand in some sort. And so, you know, as a catcher, can't do much about that.
Eskridge was the only player initially on the injury report for Seattle. He will be out as he was placed on injured reserve. The Raiders have four players listed as questionable. Linebacker Luke Masterson, tackle Colton Miller, defensive end Kendall Vickers, and running back Josh Jacobs, who was a late addition to the injury report. And that's going to do it for the show. Thanks to Wilson Kahn for helping to produce this episode. Follow him out on Twitter at Wilson_Kahn, C-O-N-N. You can follow me out on Twitter at SeahawkersPod. Hopefully Adam will be feeling well enough to join me for the post-game show. If not, I know Clinton Bonner will be standing by. We'll talk about this game between the Raiders and the Seahawks live on YouTube. So be sure you are subscribed there as well. YouTube.com/SeahawkersPodcast, or you'll get notified if you're a member at GetInTheFlock.com. Hope everybody's having a happy Thanksgiving weekend. And until next time, go Hawks!